This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. World leaders gather at a Swiss resort on a possible Ukraine peace roadmap with Russia not there. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The presidents of Ecuador, Ivory Coast, Kenya and Somalia join many Western heads of state and other leaders at a conference this weekend aiming to plot out first steps toward peace in Ukraine, with Russia notably absent. Against the battlefield backdrop, organizers have presented three agenda items: nuclear safety, such as at the Russia-controlled Zaporizhia power plant in Ukraine, humanitarian assistance and exchange of prisoners of war, and global food security, which has been disrupted at times due to the impeded shipments through the Black Sea. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Ukraine peace summit will make history, President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his opening remarks at the gathering on Saturday.
The views, ideas, and leadership of each nation are equally important to us. And everything that will be agreed upon at the summit today will be part of the peacemaking process that we all need. I believe that we will witness history being made here at the summit.
Zelensky called Russia's war a, quote, unprovoked aggression only wanted by Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Ukraine never wanted this war. It's a criminal and absolutely unprovoked aggression of Russia. And the only one who wanted it was Putin.
About 100 countries and organizations are expected at the two-day gathering in Bergenstock in central Switzerland. Switzerland, which took on the summit at the behest of Zelensky, wants to pave the way for a future peace process that includes Russia. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S.-led campaign against Iran-backed Houthi rebels has turned into the most intense running sea battle the Navy has faced since World War II. More than 50 vessels have been clearly targeted by the rebels. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Commander Eric Blomberg and the destroyer USS Laboon are not facing a global power like Russia or China, but rather the Iran-backed Houthi rebels, who have launched nearly daily attacks for months in the Red Sea.
I don't think people really understand just kind of how deadly serious it is what we're doing.
Jets from the aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower and the Laboon's firepower have scrambled to take out Houthi drones and missiles aimed at civilian vessels and warships. The U.S. and its partners are trying to both protect a vital commercial shipping lane and themselves. I'm Sagar Meghani.
Anti-racism groups are joining French unions and a brand new left-wing coalition in protests in Paris and across France against the surging nationalist far right. The demonstrations on Saturday afternoon came as parties engage in frenzied campaigning for snap parliamentary elections. Protesters fear that the elections will produce France's first far-right government since World War II. Crowds have been gathering daily ever since Marine Le Pen's anti-immigration national rally made historic gains in the European Parliament elections on Sunday. Pope Francis became the first pontiff to address a Group of Seven summit on Friday, warning world leaders that artificial intelligence must never be allowed to get the upper hand over humanity. Reuters' Zachary Goldman reports.
The head of one of the oldest institutions on Earth on Friday issued a warning about the future. He said AI represented an epochal transformation for mankind.
We would condemn humanity to a hopeless future if we took away people's ability to make decisions about themselves.
In his remarks, he said that AI risked undermining human dignity and, in particular, condemned its use in warfare. Referring to what he called lethal autonomous weapons, he urged leaders to ban their use, saying, quote, no machine should ever choose whether to take the life of a human being. The G7 on Friday said they would draw up a plan to anticipate future skills to take advantage of the pending AI revolution.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. Iran and Sweden have carried out a prisoner swap that involves the release of Hamid Nouri, convicted of war crimes by Sweden over 1988 mass executions in the Islamic Republic. In exchange, Iran on Saturday released Johan Floris, a Swede who had been working for the European Union's diplomatic corps, and another Swedish citizen, Saeed Azizi. Oman mediated the swap, the state-run Oman news agency reported. Iranian state television reported Nouri was already freed and would be heading back to Tehran. The Stockholm District Court sentenced Nouri to life in prison in 2022 over his role in the executions. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.